Valley News, I'm Tommy McNeil. Western powers called on Monday for calm in Bangladesh after the long-ruling leader Sheikh Hasina fled, with the United States saluting the military for forming an interim government rather than cracking down further on protesters. The United States called on all sides in Bangladesh to refrain from further violence as bullet-ridden bodies were strewn across hospital floors and looting swept the capital, Dhaka.
Too many lives have been lost over the course of the past several weeks, and we urge calm and restraint in the days ahead.
U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, Hasina, the daughter of Bangladesh's founding father, had sought to quell a nationwide uprising that started with student-led protest against job quotas. Nearly 100 people were killed on Sunday. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry says nearly 40,000 Palestinians have been killed in close to 10 months of fighting. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian officials say hospitals have stopped functioning and are in urgent need of equipment. Khalil al-Dakran is the spokesperson for the health ministry in Gaza. He says there is an urgent need for beds, medicine, and medical supplies. More than 90% of Gaza's 2 million people have been displaced at least once and are spending the sweltering heat of the summer in tents with no air conditioning and few sanitation facilities. The fighting is showing no signs of letting up, and people on both sides see no hope for an end anytime soon. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
As Iran threatens to respond to the suspected Israeli assassination of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, the regional militias that the Islamic Republic has armed for decades could play a role in any attack. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Monday it has been in contact with Brazil, Mexico, and Colombia on a path forward for Venezuela following last week's disputed elections.
When you look at the tallies that the opposition made public, it's clear that even if every outstanding vote came back from Maduro, it wouldn't be enough to overcome the advantage that Edmundo Gonzalez had.
U.S. officials said last week electoral manipulation had stripped Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's claim of re-election victory of any credibility, and Washington left the door open to fresh sanctions on the OPEC nation. U.S. Vice President and Democratic Party presidential nominee Kamala Harris is expected to announce her running mate on Tuesday, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
After a weekend spent interviewing finalists, Vice President Harris must decide on her partner before the two set off Tuesday on a tour across key battleground states. Harris interviewed at least three running mate contenders on Sunday in Washington. They were Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. That's according to a person familiar with the process who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity to discuss the negotiations. I'm Shelley Adler.
Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of Cardinal Sean O'Malley, an Archbishop of Boston, and named the current Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, Richard Henning, to replace him as leader of one of the most important Catholic archdioceses in the United States. The announcement from the Vatican Monday did not mention O'Malley's other main role. He's been the Pope's main advisor on fighting clergy sexual abuse as he heads the Pontifical Commission for the Protection of Minors. O'Malley acknowledged on Monday the terrible scourge of sexual abuse, but says that he is still full of hope. Elon Musk has filed a second lawsuit against OpenAI and two founders, Sam Altman and Greg Brockman. Musk claims he is suing over a betrayal of the ChatGPT maker's founding aims of benefiting the public good rather than pursuing profits. The lawsuit filed in a Northern California federal lawsuit called Musk's case a textbook tale of altruism versus greed. In response to the first lawsuit, OpenAI released emails from Musk showing his earlier support for making it a for-profit company. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.